So how much do you know about managing your money? I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I mean, you know what you see. If you haven't seen money management, you don't know what that looks like. You don't know where to start. You don't know where to get answers. Well, guess what? The city of Pittsburgh is stepping up and has created what is being called financial empowerment centers. There are several of them across the area. And here live in the studio today, I have three guests, three different perspectives. I have to make sure I can see you over there. Let's start with Henry Horn Pyatt. And Henry Horn Pyatt is the Business and Redevelopment Manager for the Mayor's Office, Small Business and Redevelopment Manager. Sarah Dielman Perry is the Director of Economic Opportunity for Neighborhood Allies. And Rebecca Johnson is the Program Director of the Financial Empowerment Centers. Welcome to you all. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
So, Henry, let me start with you. I mean, I've been saying all morning that everyone doesn't know how to manage money. Everyone doesn't know how to go about it, in some cases because they've never seen it done. Tell me what these centers are all about.
Well, frankly, it's a very specialized skill. You know, managing money is a professional talent. It's something, understanding how all the different loan products work and how what the different tax repercussions of student loans are and all that stuff. It's really complicated. I mean, that's why we hire CPAs and stuff to do our taxes all the time, right? So this is no different. And frankly, if you have the means, you can get access to this information, to this help, to make sure you're maximizing your participation in the financial system. But the folks that don't have much often aren't able to get that advice, right? The way I like to talk about it is, if your roof's leaking, you could probably get some duct tape and watch some videos on YouTube and like maybe button it up and hold it down for a little bit. But if you want a real solution that's lasting and permanent and sustainable, you need to talk to a professional, and your finances are no different. So that's what we're trying to offer.
Indeed. Makes perfect sense. Sarah, I'm going to come back to you in just a second. I want to jump over here to Rebecca, because the other thing is, as I listened to Henry's talk, and he mentioned student loans, and student loans have been the bane of a lot of people's existence. And I think that's it. It's like you get so far buried under, you feel like you can't get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And one thing that's nice about the Financial Empowerment Center is it can really be any financial issue that people are looking for help with. The counselors, and myself included, we were all trained in a variety of topics. The training for this program was very extensive. So when we say professional one-on-one counseling, we really mean at a very professional level of financial help. Mm-hmm. You know, people who are coming in with student loan issues or looking toward home ownership. We've seen people who want to get out of credit card debt. Really any financial issue that people might be experiencing in any age in their lives, we're here to help with that. You know, so we've, student loans included, we have an office in Oakland, and we are expecting to see some people coming in talking about student loans, whether to access them to go to school in the future, or, you know, now that they're done with school, how to work out that repayment process and understand it.
Exactly. Now, Sarah, tell me a little bit about Neighborhood Allies. What is Neighborhood Allies, and how do you fit into this?
Sure. So Neighborhood Allies is a community development support organization. So we work primarily in about six target communities in and around Pittsburgh. And we provide advice, technical assistance, and funding to community-based organizations that are doing a variety of things, from, you know, building affordable housing to running workforce agencies that help people with employment, to community engagement activities. So the reason that we got involved with this particular initiative, with the Financial Empowerment Center initiative, is that we do a lot of work around what we call economic opportunity. We think that everybody, every Pittsburgher, everybody in the region deserves the chance to get ahead financially. And not just to live in a neighborhood that's a strong and healthy neighborhood, but the people that live in these neighborhoods that we're revitalizing also need a chance to work on their finances, work on their credit, get access to banking. And so we have another initiative called Financial Opportunity Centers. It's a similar name, a little bit different focus, where we've got three financial opportunity centers. One's in the Mon Valley in Homestead, one is in Oakland, and one is in Lawrenceville, with community partners that when folks are looking for employment, they can get access to financial coaching. So because we had that program, the mayor's office looked to us about, what, a year and a half ago. We got the opportunity to apply for this program. It's a national initiative from Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund out of New York City. And the mayor's office looked to us to be their partner to help launch it.
And it looks like a great partnership. We're going to tell you much more about it. We're going to tell you where the centers are located and all of that coming up throughout the next hour. Right now, however, you're listening to KDKA 1020. Thanks so much for that, Paul. You know, earlier, the police released information about a car they were looking for in that fatal hit-and-run accident in Penn Hills. You may recall Joseph Moss, was hit on Hershey Road. His body was dragged. They finally found him on Universal Road. And authorities today, initially there was just like a bad surveillance picture, and then authorities today have released new details about specifics about the car. They found some pieces of the car on a road. And we have some breaking news on this story, but okay, we'll get back to that in just a few minutes. How about if we do that? We'll just keep trying to get, I'm not going to tell you what it is we know. You're just going to have to stick with us until we can pull that all together. In the meantime, I want to get back to the City of Pittsburgh's Financial Empowerment Centers and three guests in the studio. I want to come back to you, Henry Horn Pyatt. You are the small business and redevelopment manager for the mayor's office and kind of leading up this charge. Tell me where these centers are going to be located.
They're all, pardon me, they're all over town, actually. We've got, we're in the east, we're in the south, we're in the west, we're in the north. We tried really hard to find community partners that are already providing services to folks in their neighborhoods, folks that have a good reputation, folks that have traffic coming through. And we also try to think about where the buses go so that, for example, in the north side, we're in Allegheny Center, which is now known as something else.
Nova Place.
Thank you very much. And all the buses coming from all the neighborhoods on the north side come down to that spot, right? So
we
just try to be logical. So make it as easy as possible for everybody to get in there. But yeah, we've got a partnership with PCSI over in North Oakland. We've got a partnership that we're just fleshing out now with the YMCA in Homewood. We've got a Carnegie Library site in the West End. We're over in the Rocks at Focus on Renewal. As I mentioned, Nova Place and
downtown location.
Downtown at Partner for Work and, oh yeah, of course, Advantage Credit Counseling on Sydney Street in the South Side over towards the Hot Metal Bridge as well. So really, I don't need folks to remember any of that. I just hope they call us up, and we'll the person who will answer your phone call will be right here in Pittsburgh at Advantage Credit Counseling on the South Side, and they'll calmly and slowly help you figure out, given you know where your kid's daycare is and which bus you ride to work and all that stuff, which site works for you.
And I'm going to come back to you now, Rebecca. So can anyone utilize this center? Are there income requirements? Tell me what that looks like.
Yes, absolutely anybody who's interested can utilize these centers. We do require that to receive the one-on-one counseling, you have to be 18 and older, but there are no income or eligibility requirements otherwise to access this service, which is really wonderful. And that's what really makes it accessible to every Pittsburgher who's looking to connect to financial counseling.
Wow, absolutely. That's exciting. And so then, Sarah, tell me, I mean, it sounds like, given the magnitude of what's being offered, this couldn't work if it were not a collaborative effort.
Absolutely, yes. It wouldn't work unless there were the three partners that you have here talking with you today, the City of Pittsburgh, the Mayor's Office, Neighborhood Allies, and Advantage Credit Counseling, and then all of the partners who have opened their doors to having the financial counselors in their own offices, meeting with their clients, opening their doors to neighborhood residents in all of those places that Henry just mentioned. So, and also we need additional partners to send folks to those centers. We need people to get the word out so that those financial counselors are busy, so that their calendars are packed, and that, you know, maybe even there's a waiting list and we can open up more centers and raise additional funds.
That Triangle Tech guy said, you got to call us, we can't call you.
And that's the size of it, too. So now, although the official announcement was yesterday, your doors have actually been open since March 11th. Okay. And what kind of foot traffic are you seeing? Because that would have been what they call a soft opening. You're looking at Rebecca.
Yeah, Becky's the manager of the service.
Okay. So that would be kind of like a soft opening, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of people didn't know you were there.
Yeah. So we've, you know, considering that we just had our kind of official launch grand opening yesterday, we've actually seen just under 100 clients already.
Wow.
You know, we've been working with those partner organizations Henry referenced earlier and working with their staff. You know, when we first started, the counselors actually sat with the staff of those organizations who were willing to do a session, and that way they could give testimonial to what the FEC is all about to the clients that they're looking to refer. And that was a really great segue to get interested clients through the door. But, you know, 100 clients almost already, and that was before the official launch. So we're sort of looking for this to explode over the coming days and weeks.
Awesome.
That's our hope.
So we've been talking this hour about getting empowered financially. We're going to put that on pause for just a second because, as many of you know, yesterday the police released new information about that hit-and-run case in Penn Hills, the case where 51-year-old Joseph Morris was struck by a hit-and-run driver. Police identified now, based on parts they found at the scene, that they were looking for a 2002 gray silver Saturn, and by now, Ulysses Cotto is an old friend of ours. He's an Uber driver in this area, and he joins us this morning. Hey, Ulysses.
How's it going?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
So give me an idea. You think you may have spotted that car?
Well, it just all of a sudden happened. Like, some of the clues just kind of hit me. Like, I don't recall watching the news directly this morning, but I do remember it happening or hearing about it that Sunday morning, the 28th, and when I was driving, I saw a car in the parking lot, and it had damage on it, and definitely has damage on the windshield. So I called the Allegheny County tip line, and I'm waiting to hear back from them for them to investigate.
Now, give me an idea at this point. Does it look like the car has just been sitting there? Does it look like it was recently parked?
It's definitely been sitting there for roughly a week. Because I was over there, in that area previously and saw it there. But I didn't inspect the vehicle to see if there was any damage because I wasn't thinking nothing about it.
And this is roughly a 2002 Saturn that you saw?
Mm-hmm.
So you called the tip line. What kind of reaction response have you gotten from them so far?
Nothing yet. It's been a little bit more than an hour. All you do is they just say leave a detailed message. So I left my name, number, car information. I took a couple pictures. So whenever they reach back to me, I'll be able to give them more details and location and hopefully get this thing wrapped up.
Wow.
If
so
this is it.
I was going to say, if this is it, you know, you could be a hero.
Yeah. You know, like nobody needs to be left after a hit and run. You had an accident in the middle of the night, tend to the gas, see if you could have saved him or something. Like, now this is going to be like manslaughter.
Absolutely. And the car that you found definitely has damage to it.
100%.
All right, Ulysses, we're going to stay in touch with you throughout the day to see what the tip line folks say, and we'll go from there. Thanks for sharing that story with us.
Not a problem.
All right, have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Tell you what, that is, if in fact that's the car that police have been looking for, that's huge. So Ulysses Cotto, of course, you know, he's the Uber driver who checks in with us anytime it's a Uber-related story. But, you know, Uber drivers are all over the place, so he may have, in fact, just found the car. We're going to go back to financial empowerment at this point. And Henry Horn Pyatt is the Small Business and Redevelopment Manager for this new project. So it doesn't cost anything to utilize these services.
Not a dime. It's free to everyone, and nobody's going to try to sell you anything either. That's the thing that we've thought was really important. Because in the past, what's happened in this realm is there's been a lot of services advertised to folks like, hey, we'll get you out of debt, or we'll negotiate with your credit card company mm-hmm. or whatever. And they've been ripoffs. And we know that, right? So that's why the Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund, the group that like kind of tutored us along the way to set this thing up and help pay for it, that's why they wanted it to be a city-run initiative, so that folks can know, you know, this is a public service. This is, you know, this is something that the mayor charged us as a team to put together and get out there and make available for folks It's not some ripoff. It's not some scam. Like, it's not some 1-800 number that, like, looks like a nonprofit, but it's actually some, you know, tricky for-profit that's trying to sign you up for the loan they sell or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely free. And yeah, we want that's why the city's the banner on it.
Taking the lead on this. Sarah Dielman-Perry, you're with the Neighborhood Allies, the Director of Economic Opportunity. So obviously you guys saw that there was this financial, you know, we now talk about food deserts in our communities. I'm guessing that you guys had already identified that there were financial deserts.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think this is a national problem in our country, that about 1 in 5 working Americans aren't saving at all for mm-hmm. retirement. And then I'll throw another stat at you about in Pittsburgh. In the country, those that don't have bank accounts can spend about $40,000 over the course of their lifetimes on alternative financial service fees. So these
Wait
scams.
Wait a minute, $40,000?
$40,000 wow. That accumulates over an individual's lifetime if they're not using banking services. So they get charged extra for fees. They get charged to get their taxes done. They get charged to cash their checks, their paychecks. And, you know, banks, we want to make sure that people know that banks and credit unions provide these services for free. And when you go into a financial empowerment center, one of the brand new financial empowerment centers that have opened up around the city, the trained professional financial counselors can help people get bank accounts.
And you know what? I want to talk more about check cashing. We're going to have to take a break, so I'm going to come back with you. But I'm guessing that this is a common issue, and so often people avoid banks for a variety of reasons, and they instead go to check cashing facilities. But at the end of the day, that's not the best thing they can do. But Rebecca, I'm going to hold that question for you, and we'll check back right after we get the latest traffic. So, we've been talking about financial empowerment. We told you about these new centers. Now you want to know, how do you make an appointment? How do you get in touch? Rebecca Johnson, you've got the answer to that.
Yes. So, the best way to make an appointment right now is just to call our 1-800 number. You're going to get to speak to an actual intake representative who's going to ask you some questions to get a sense of what location might be closest to you and the hours that are offered at that site. So, just so you have it, that number is 1-800-298-0237, and you'll get an appointment scheduled right over the phone right there. And then we can send out an email or paper confirmation to remind you of your appointment and anything you could do to prepare. You could also, just to say, you could email us at fecinfo@advantageccs.org.
Say that one more time.
fecinfo@advantageccs.org. Right. So either of those are the best way right now to schedule us to make an appointment.
Very good. Thanks so much for that. We have a lot more to tell you and a little bit of time to get it all in. So stick with us. We're going to tell you about a special program that's available and kind of wrap this all up coming up. We're just about out of time for this hour, but we've been talking about the city of Pittsburgh's new financial empowerment centers. And let's talk about, so safe banking, that is an option, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned earlier check cashing and the fees that are associated with that. Another way that our financial counselors are going to be helping folks is to help steer them towards safe banking practices. We know that using a bank or a credit union is almost always a better and more cost-effective way to get your checks cashed and whatnot. But on top of that, we Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund, the group that helped us learn how to set up this system, also has a safe account standard. It's called Bank On, is the Bank On 2.0 standard. And so your counselor, when you talk to one, is going to help you find one of these products that makes sure you won't get an overdraft with fees, that makes sure that any fees that may exist are never going to be above $5 a month, and generally that the account is going to be one that helps you out without costing you too much.
That's awesome. And I'm going to come back to you, Sarah Dielman-Perry from Neighborhood Allies. Let's wrap it all up. What would you say to folks who are listening to this, not sure if this is for them? What would you say to them?
Well, I'd say that it's probably for everybody. Probably everybody could use a little bit of expert advice. And the people to go to when you need some expert advice about your finances is a certified and trained financial counselor. So, you know, if you're struggling with your finances or you know somebody who is, or you just want a little bit of advice to build your credit or to access a bank or to work on your debt, build your savings up, reach your own financial goals, whether it's to buy a house or go to college, send your kids to college, whatever it is, a financial counselor is waiting to talk to you, and it's absolutely free.
I want to underscore that, actually, because a lot of programs that try to help people with this stuff, it's prescriptive. Like, there's a class, you take it, there's a workbook, and they tell you what to do, and they tell you what's wrong with the way you've been doing things. This isn't like that at all. This is you sitting down with another human who's just trying to help you out. It's not a lesson. It's not like you watch a video and take a little test. This is just another professional. Yep.
It's one-on-one. All right. I'm going to let Rebecca have the last word. Let's give the phone number and the website again.
Yes. So you can reach us to schedule your one-on-one appointment at 1-800-298-0237 or send us an email at fecinfo@advantageccs.org.